In a small cottage nestled in the rolling hills of Greenvale, a curious little fox named Finn lived with his family. Finn had a room unlike any other, a place that seemed to come alive at night. His room was filled with objects collected from adventures with his family. A glowing jar of fireflies, a tiny telescope that could reach the stars, and a patchwork quilt stitched with stories his grandmother used to tell. One crisp evening, as the moonlight spilled into the room, Finn wriggled under his quilt and stared at the glowing jar on his bedside table. Tonight, he had a plan. "Good night, fireflies," he whispered, tapping the jar gently. The tiny creatures blinked in response, casting a warm, magical light across the room. Next, he turned to his telescope, peering through it to see the constellations above. "Good night, stars. Don't forget to shine bright while I dream." His eyes wandered to the old rocking chair by the window, where his mother used to read him bedtime stories. "Good night, chair. Keep rocking for the stories we've shared." The chair creaked gently, as if replying. Finn's gaze fell on the quilt wrapped snugly around him. "Good night, quilt. Thank you for the adventures stitched into every square." Just as he was about to close his eyes, a gentle rustling came from the shelf. Finn looked over to see his toy owl, Ollie, tipped over. "Good night, Ollie," Finn said with a chuckle. "I'll need you for tomorrow's journey." The room fell quiet, and Finn let out a big yawn. But then, something surprising happened. The fireflies danced brighter, painting constellations on the ceiling. The telescope twinkled. The rocking chair began to sway, and Ollie gave a small, stuffed hoot. Finn sat up in wonder. "What's happening?" he whispered. A gentle voice filled the room. "We're here to remind you, little fox, that your dreams are where the magic begins. Close your eyes and let your imagination take flight." Finn smiled, his heart full of warmth. He snuggled under the quilt and let the sounds of the room, soft creaks, glowing hums, and quiet whispers, lull him to sleep. As the moon watched over Greenvale, Finn's room grew still, ready to keep the little fox company through another night of magical dreams.